This week in Boston, a crime and corruption saga reached a climax. FBI agents arrested John Connolly, who used to be one of their own. With the statute of limitations running out, the Bureau decided to charge Connolly now with corruptly protecting the criminals who were his prized informants, especially the South Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger. Bulger fled when he was indicted for racketeering in 1995, and the indictment of Connolly says that he tipped Bulger off. As Boston columnist Mike Barnicle tells it, the name of James Whitey Bulger is very well known in the city.
He is the brother of the former Senate president of the Massachusetts State Senate, Bill Bulger, currently the head of the University of Massachusetts system. Jimmy Bulger went out of his way to make sure that there was never anything that he did that would reflect on his brother publicly. I mean, he would very rarely be seen in public with his brother. When he would visit his brother, my understanding is he would go late at night to his brother's home in South Boston so that he would not be photographed going into his brother's home.
And Connolly, the FBI agent?
John Connolly was born in South Boston. He knew both Bulger brothers and grew up in the same neighborhood that the Bulger brothers grew up in. And the older Bulger brother, Jimmy, presently the fugitive, was sort of a local legend. A tough kid in the streets of South Boston. John Connolly was in the FBI. He returned to Boston, to the Boston office in the early 70s, 1973, 1974, told me, along with several other people, at that period in time within the FBI, that the mafia, the mob, was the FBI's version of communism. And Connolly's charge was to see if he could develop informants to help him bring down the New England mafia. He went to Jimmy Bulger, met with Jimmy Bulger several times during the early 1970s and urged him to become an FBI informant. Jimmy Bulger did become an FBI informant. John Connolly was in charge of handling him, and the relationship apparently got much too close. And in retrospect, and in the eyes, I think, of several observers, especially within the law enforcement community in Greater Boston, the handled Bulger ended up handling the handler. Connolly, the FBI, the handle, Jimmy Bulger and his partner in crime, Stevie Flemmy, ended up using the FBI to take down the New England Mafia so that they could have a monopoly in the crime business. He was sort of way ahead of his time. He was the Bill Gates of the criminal world. He had a monopoly on criminal enterprises in New England.
But what's charged here isn't some subtle crossing of the line between being managed by a law enforcement officer as an informant and managing the cop. Connolly is accused of taking payoffs and funneling them to his supervisor from these informants.
John Connolly is accused of taking at least $7,000 in bribes and splitting the bribe money with his former partner, his supervisor, a former federal agent, FBI agent by the name of John Morris, who received a grant of immunity from the federal court more than a year ago and testified in federal court that John Connolly gave him the money, that the money was from Bulger and Flemmy. John Connolly, of course, says that assertion is not true. Part of the indictment also says that John Connolly was the one who tipped Jimmy Whitey Bulger off hours before Bulger was to be indicted, thus allowing him to flee and become a fugitive. But John Connolly says that it was John Morris who tipped Bulger off prior to his becoming a fugitive. So this whole thing will play out in federal court when this trial begins, as I assume it will, and unless someone cuts a deal somewhere along the line.
From what you've described of the background of FBI agent Connolly, who was indicted, and the Bulger brothers, one of the gangster who was his informant who was using him, and also the brother who now runs the University of Massachusetts University system, I mean, this is that improbable fiction or dumb crime story that can't be true that really is true. They all grew up together in South Boston.
The Bulgers grew up in South Boston. Connolly grew up in South Boston. It's a close-knit neighborhood. And the parochial aspect of the neighborhood, I think, led Connolly to believe that he could develop Bulger as an informant, that it would be good for his career in the FBI. And what else happened, we're not going to know until this thing goes forward in federal court. But it's not a dumb crime story. It's a maybe a hard-to-believe crime story, but when you really take a look at it, it's not that hard to believe when you see who the characters are.
Mike Barnicle, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Mike Barnicle is now a commentator for WCVB in Boston and a columnist for the Sunday New York Daily News.